Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Ches. We're holding on the top of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the sponsorship of the daf. So just again, public service announcement. Friday's daf, Bez Hashem, will be doing tomorrow night, Thursday night at 9 o'clock on Zoom. I think I'll just Zoom it. It'll be easier. So Thursday night at 9 o'clock, and that will be Friday's daf. So there won't be a daf shir on Friday morning. Instead, we'll do it Thursday night. Okay, so the first thing we're going to discuss today, and pretty much the entire daf, is going to be about when Yom Tov and Shabbos are in succession to each other. Do we view that as Kedusha Achas, or do you view that as Shtei Kedushos, as two separate days of Kedusha? And particularly what we're interested in is the implications as far as Eruv Tchumen is concerned. Do you need two separate Eruv Tchumen when Yom Tov falls out on either Friday or Sunday? And can you even split? Can you do an Eruv Tchum on in one direction for one of the days and in the other direction for the other day? Those are the two big nafkaminas, whether it's one Kedusha or Shtei Kedushos. Then the Gemara is going to bring more Shitos in Tanayim that are not mentioned in the Mishnah about whether it's one or two Kedushos. The Gemara is going to try to come to a Psak Halacha, whether it's one or two Kedushos. We're going to ask a Stira within Shitas Rebbe, whether it's one or two Kedushos. And in the context of that discussion, the Gemara is also going to teach us about the Isra of Hachana from one day to the next, the Isra of being Mechin Mi Yom Tov L'Shabbos. And then at the end of the daf, we're also going to talk about whether a person needs to say anything when they're being Ma'arev Beraglav. Let's say you're not putting out food as the Erev. Remember, there are two ways to make an Erev Tchumen. You can either put food there, or you can just go there. So if you just go there, you Ma'ariv Braglav, do you need to say anything? And that might have ramifications or implications as far as the Isser Hachana is concerned, because it's certainly less of a Hachana if you don't have to say anything. And in this context, we're also going to discuss whether the Sof HaYom is Kona Erev or Tchilas HaYom is Kona Erev, which we've already discussed a little bit in the past. So let's begin. So the Mishnah is going to discuss again whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos, but it's not clear from the beginning of the Mishnah that that's the discussion. The Mishnah just has a halachic debate about a particular case. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos, if you have Yom Tov that comes up against Shabbos, Bein Milafaneha, Bein Milachreha, whether Yom Tov falls out on Friday or whether Yom Tov falls out on Sunday, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, if you want to be Yotze from the Chutz L'Tchum on one day to the east side of the city, and on the other day go beyond the Tchum on the west side of the city, you can make two separate Eruvin. One on Beit HaShemeshos on the first day, both of them on Beit HaShemeshos on the first day in the two different places, to be Kona Shvisa in both places. Va'omer, and then you just stipulate that Eruvin Berishon Lemizrach, or B'sheni Lemariv, that my Eruv for the first of these 2 days of Kedusha should be on the Mizrach, and for the second of these 2 days of Kedusha should be Lemariv, should be on the west side, or Barishon Lemariv, or B'sheni Lemizrach, or vice versa, meaning you're able to make two Eruvin, two different sides of the city. That is perfectly fine. If a person wants to be Kona Shvisa on the first day and on the second day, he wants to make an Erev Tchumen on the first day, but on the second day he'd like to just have his regular Tchum Shabbos based on his city, based on where he lives, so he can also do that. Eruve Berishon, I want my Erev to be Chal on day one, but a B'sheni Kibnei Iri on the second day, I don't want that extended Tchum Shabbos on one side of the city and limited on the other side. I want to be just like everybody else in my town. Or Eruve B'sheni, I want to be able to take a long walk to the east side of my city on the second day, but a Berishon Kibnei Iri on the first day, I want to be able to be just like everybody else in my city to have my regular Tchum Shabbos. Meaning the 2 days can be divided from each other, and you can have a separate Tchum Shabbos for each of the days, whether it be that Yom Tov falls on Friday, or whether it be that Yom Tov falls on Sunday. And the reason you could be Koveya Shvisa in such a way, even though clearly on a single day, on a single Shabbos, you can't say, I'd like the first half of the day to have a Tchum Shabbos that extends further eastward, and the second half of the day to have a Tchum Shabbos that extends further westward, word because on a single day it's Kedusha Achas. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, apparently when Yom Tov and Shabbos are up against each other, that is Shtei Kedushos. And that's why you're able to have an Eruv, two separate Chum Shabbos, two separate Eruvin for the two separate days. V'chachamim omrim, v'cham say, no, O ma'ariv l'ruach achas, O enu ma'ariv kalikr. You got to pick a direction. It's got to be in one direction or not at all. O ma'ariv l'shnei yamim, O enu ma'ariv kalikr. You want your Eruv to work for both days? That's fine. Otherwise, you don't do anything because they all go together. So ketzad yasa, so now the Chum explain how you make an Eruv on the Yom Tov that falls out on Erev Shabbos. What do you do? Malicha brishon, you send your shaliach on the first day, on Erev, the first day, to one side of the city, and umach shechalav, and he should wait there with the Erev, vinotlo, and then bring it back, because you don't want it to get lost. If it gets lost or destroyed, then you're not going to be able to be kona shvisa on the second day, so have him bring it back, uvalo, ubesheni mach shechalav, and then on the second day, go out again with that Erev to that same location, and then va'ochlo, by the second day already after Ben HaShemashos, so you could eat it, because you don't need it to be, it's already been kona shvisa for you, already accomplished what it needed to, ubalo, and then you could go back home, and nimtza mistakar balichasa, mistakar be'eruvo, and then it will turn out that you will benefit by being kona, that by having the Erev be kona shvisa on Shabbos as well, and you can go outside of the tchum, so you're mistakar balichasa, you're able to travel where you want to travel, because the Erev was still around Ben HaShemashos, and you're mistakar be'eruvo, and the Erev didn't get lost, you were able to eat it, so you were able to benefit from the Eruv, right? The idea of bringing it back home in between is because you're afraid that it might get lost. And the case is that you put the Eruv in a place that's in a mishtamer, right? You're putting it in a place that's not protected, so we have to be choshesh that it might get lost. But if you leave it in a makom mishtamer, then you could certainly leave it there, and the next day it will be kona shvisa for you. The reason the Mishnah Dafka, the Ritva discusses, the reason the Mishnah Dafka chose such a case where you're putting it in a place that's in a mishtamer, why not just say, put it out there, leave it there, and just make sure it's in a safe place, and then you don't have to be schlepping back and forth. So the Ritva explains, it's in order to teach us that you shouldn't say that since you took it back and you brought it back the next day, it's as if you're making a new Eruv on Yantiv, which is Aser to do. We're going to see later in the Gemara, to be Mechen, be Yom Tov, L'Shabbos, there's a separate Iser of making a new Eruv. It's not a new Eruv, it's the same Eruv, you just were afraid that it's going to get eaten up, so you have to bring it back and bring it back again. However, the Rashba writes in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Dafka says, note the Lebeis, so that you bring it back home after dark on the first day and bring it back the next day, even if it is a Makom HaMishtamer, because the reason to bring it home is not simply a practical issue that it might get lost, says the Rashba in the name of the Yerushalmi. Rather, if you leave it there from Erev Yom Tov until Shabbos, it's not going to work, because there's a Yom Tov being Mafsik between the Shabbos when you want to be Koned that Shvisa and the Erev Yom Tov when you're placing the Erev, and having such a large Hefsik in between the two is going to ruin the Erev. So the only way to do it is by bringing it back home and then bringing it there again. The Ran rejects that Shita of the Yerushalmi as it's quoted in the Rashba, and he says it's clear in the Bavli that the Bavli doesn't hold of any such restriction, and the Girsa in the Yerushalmi it seems to clearly be a mistake as well. So again, Rabbi Eliezer says you can have two separate Eruvin for the two separate days, and it's no problem, or one day have an Erev, the other day not have an Erev. And the Chum say, no, it's all the same. It's got to be, you either Kona Shvisa for both days or for no days. You either Kona Shvisa on the same side for both days, or you're not Kona Shvisa at all. You can't go splitting it. But, apparently, according to the Chumim, you do have to make sure that the Erev is still intact on the Ben HaShemashos going into the second day in order to be Kona Shvisa. Nechal Barishon, Eruv HaLarishon, Vein Eruv HaLasheni. And therefore, if the Erev gets eaten up on the first day, then the Erev is not going to work for the second day. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says to the Chamim, Modem Atab Lishen Shtei Kedushos. Wait a second, if the Erev starts to be intact on the second day, on the second Ben HaShemashos, so aren't you being Modem that there are Shtei Kedushos, that these are two separate days? If it was really Kedusha Achas, then that first Ben HaShemashos should make the Erev, and that's it. Now you're good for the next 48 hours if it's really Kedusha Achas. Elamai, the very fact that you agree that the Erev still has to be intact at that second Ben HaShemashos means that you hold also that it's Shtei Kedushos. So why are you arguing with me about being Kona Shvisa in two different locations? mentions on the two separate days. So the Chachamim are sort of hedging a little bit. On the one hand, they say it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you have to have one consistent Tchum Shabbos for both days. But on the other hand, they're also requiring that the Erev be intact in the second Ben Hashmashos. So says Mara, L'ruach Achas Mainihu L'shnei Yamim. When the Chachamim make their point, and they said, you have to make your Erev L'ruach Achas, you have to make your Erev for both days. So what does the Ruach Achas mean? It means for both days in the same direction. L'shnei Yamim Mainihu. And when they say the words L'shnei Yamim, what do they mean? L'ruach Achas, for both days in the same direction. Sainu Kamaisa. So aren't they really just saying the same thing twice? Why do they have to use that this double expression of L'ruach Achas and L'shnei Yamim? They mean the same thing. So Hachi Karmelei Rabbanu Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara explains, no, here's what the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Eliezer. You, Rabbi Eliezer, agree, even though you claim that you're allowed to make an Erev on Friday, which is Yom Tov, to the east side of the city, and Shabbos on the west side of the city, but you agree that if it were a single day of Shabbos, you can't split the day. You cannot say that half of the day my Erev is on the east, and the other half of the day it's on the west, or in the north, and the south. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Aval! Yeah, of course I agree to that. You can't take a single day and split it up. The word aval means emes. That's why the targum on the pasuk aval sari ishtucha is bekushta, that it's emes. Aval anachnu chatanu, or anachnu avaseinu chatanu. Aval means indeed that we have done so. That's what we say in the sikhl. Aval, so emes, yes, I'm moda to that. So the chum say, kashem shein marvin liyom echad chatzil ledor mechatzil tzafon, kachin marvin lishnei yomim yom echad lemizroch yom echad. So Chum say, that's exactly our point. Just like you can't take a single day and split it half and half, that half of the day my Erev is to the north, half of the day my Erev is to the south, you also can't take 2 days of Kedusha, one Yom Tov, one Shabbos, that go up again, that are adjacent to each other, and split them from each other. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer says, what are you talking about? Those are different cases. Hasam Kedusha Achas, Hacha Shtei Kedushos. And that's the core issue that Rabbi Eliezer will say on a particular Shabbos, you can't split the day into two because that's a single Kedusha. You can't split a single Kedusha into two. But if Friday is Yom Tov and Shabbos is Shabbos, so those are two separate Kedushos and they can be split into two. So Amalan Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to the Chachamim, Iyatem Modim Shemeirav Baraglav Yom Rishon, don't you agree that if you didn't have any bread to put out there, so you went on your own to be Ma'ariv Baraglav, you did the other method of just going and standing there until Yom Tov started, that Ma'ariv Baraglav Yom Sheni, don't you agree that you have to go back again on Shabbos, on the Bein HaShemashos going into Shabbos to make the new Erev for Shabbos? Nechal Erev B'Yom Rishon Ein Yotzei Lav B'Yom Sheni? And don't you agree that if the Erev gets eaten up or gets consumed, it's gone, it's destroyed somehow on the first day, you cannot rely on that Erev on the next day? So Amalo L'Chaim said, Aval, you're right. So says the Gemara, well, Hailai Shtei Kedusha Sein. So that's my point, says Rabbi Lezis. Don't you see that it's there for Shtei Kedushos, you're being moda than Shtei Kedushos. If you're saying that you need to make sure the Erev is intact to be Konish Shvisa on the second Ben HaShemashos, and that you need to go make a second Erev on the second Ben HaShemashos, so you're admitting that it's Shtei Kedushos. So why can't you have two separate Eruvin, one for day one, one for day two? V'Rabbanan and Rabbanan's response is, Svuki Mesafkulu, they themselves aren't sure whether it's Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. It's not that the Rabbanan are certain that it's Kedusha Achas, and that's why you need to have the Erev only in one location. They themselves are Mesupak, and therefore V'Hacha L'Chumra, and therefore they're going L'Chumra in both directions. You cannot make an Eruv in two different places for the two different days, because we have to be Choshesh that maybe it's Kedush Achas, but you do need to make a second Eruv for that second day if you want to have an Eruv that second day, because we have to be Choshesh that it's perhaps Shtei Kedushos. So Amr Lo Rabbi Eliezer, the Chum challenge Rabbi Eliezer, Iyatamoda She'in Ma'arvin B'tchila Miyom Tov L'Shabbos, aren't you Moda that you're not allowed to make an Eruv on Yom Tov for Shabbos? So apparently, if you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're acknowledging that it might be Kedusha Achas. Amalahen Aval. So Rabbi Eliezer said, you're right, I do agree that you cannot make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So they said back, Halai Kedusha Achasi. So isn't that the greatest raya that you're at least Choshesh, that it's all one Kedusha, and that's why you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos, just like you're not allowed to make an Erev in the middle of the day on Shabbos, because it's a single Kedusha, and that Kedusha has already started. So how can you be Kona Shvisa on the first day for the next day, and on the second day in a different location? If you're Choshesh that it's two Kedushas, then you shouldn't be able to be Kona Shvisa in two different locations. If you're Choshesh rather that it's one Kedusha, you shouldn't be able to be Kona Shvisa in two different locations for the two different days. Rabbi Elazar, Hasam Mishmachana. Rabbi Elazar would respond, no, no. The reason you're not allowed to make an Erev on Yom Tov for Shabbos has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. I say it's absolutely Shtei Kedushas. You still can't make an Erev on one day for the next, because that's a separate Isser called Hachana, that it's also to be Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but it's really Shtei Kedushas, and you could be Mechalik, the Shvisa, and have a Shvisa one day in one direction, and another day in the other direction. So now the Gemara says, are there any other Tanaim, besides for Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim, that weigh in on this issue? So Tan Rabbanan, Erev Bragla B'Yom Rishon. Brisa tells us, you go and you make an Erev by being there on the first Bein HaShemashos, Ma'ariv Bragla B'Yom Sheni. You still have to go back. If you want the Erev to continue to work on the second day, you need to be there the second Bein HaShemashos. Nechal Erev B'Yom Rishon. If you were Ma'ariv B'Pas, and then the bread got eaten sometime on day one, Ein Yotzei Lav B'Yom Sheni, then you cannot rely on that Erev anymore on the second day. Divrei Rebbe. That is the Shita of Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareza Chamar Gamal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to be Machmir in both directions. Chamar Gamal, it's like you're leading a Chamar and a Gamal at the same time, where you have to constantly be looking in both directions, in front of you and behind you. So to over here, you have to be Choshesh that it's Kedusha Achas, and you also have to be Choshesh that it's Shtei Kedushas. So you have to be Choshesh that it's Kedusha Achas, and therefore you cannot make two separate Eruvin in two separate places. And if the Eruv, you have to be choshish that it's Shtei Kedushos as well, in that if the Eruv is Ne'echal on day one, then you can no longer rely on it on day two. And that could limit where you could travel on day two, because if the Eruv gets Ne'echal on day one, you can't rely on the Eruv to go beyond your Alpayimama in the direction that the Eruv was in, but you also can't go the full Alpayimama in the other direction, because maybe the Eruv still does work. So you have to be Machmir in both directions. From Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Omrim, Erev Baraglav Rishon, Ein Ma'ariv Baraglav B'Sheni. If you made an Erev by being there on the first Bein HaShemashos, you do not need to go back on the second Bein HaShemashos. It automatically stays the same, because it's all Kedusha Achas. Nechal Erev B'Yom Rishon, Yotzei Lav B'Sheni. And if the Erev gets eaten on the first day, you could still rely on it for the second day. It's all Kedusha Achas. Right? That's a very clear statement of definitive Kedusha Achas. We haven't had that Shita yet, right? So far we had the possibility of Rabbi Eliezer that Shtei Kedushos, Bivadai. We had the Chachamim who say, Chamar Gamal, it's a Suffolk, I don't know. Might be Kedusha Achas, might be Shtei Kedushos, you have to be Machmir in both directions. And here we have a Shita that it is definitively Kedusha Achas, and an Erev just on the Bein HaShemashos of the first day is going to work for both days. The Erev could be Nechal, and it's perfectly fine. So how do we Paskin? Amarav, Halacha, Karba, Zakenim Alalu, Valiba de Rabbi Eliezer. We Paskin like these four Zakenim within the Shita, who hold like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, Da'amar Shtei Kedushos, who holds that it's Shtei Kedushos, Ve'elu Ein Arba Zekenim, who are the Arba Zekenim that hold that it's Shtei Kedushos, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda, Satim Ta'a, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was often quoted in as a Stam, Ve'igada Amrichad Minayu, Rabbi Elazar, and some say that one of them is Rabbi Elazar. So who do you take out of the group? Well, Mapik, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudas, Satim Ta'a. And he replaces Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudas, Satim Ta'a. Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is already in the group over here. So whenever you have Stam Rabbi Elazar, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So that's whenever Rabbi Elazar is mentioned without his father's name, that's where Rashi points out. So okay, so now the Gemara discusses these four Zekanim. They all really hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Shteik kedushos. V'arav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, ipcha shemina lehu. But wait a second. In the brisa that we just mentioned, they're the ones that hold kedusha achas b'toras vaday. Meaning they were the ones that said at the very end of that brisa that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Amrim iriv bragel b'rishon, ein ma'ariv bragel b'sheni. Nechol iriv b'yom rishon yotzei lav b'sheni. They're the ones that hold the other extreme. Not only they argue on Rabbi Eliezer, they argue all the way. So how can you say that they're in the group that agrees with Rabbi Eliezer? So epuch says Gemara, you have to switch around their wording in the brisa, and what they really mean to say in the brisa is that iruv braglav b'rishon ma'arev braglav b'sheni. You need to still make a second eruv. Nechal eruv b'rishon, then you can no longer rely on it b'sheni. Meaning we're taking away that shita, and we're saying that they really hold like Rabbi Eliezer that it's shtei kedushos. So frak the Gemara, iyachi ayin Rabbi. But then they're saying the same thing that Rabbi said. Rabbi already appeared earlier in that same brisa and said shtei kedushos. Ema v'chein amr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Say nachnami, you just have to add one key word, and that is v'chein. And once you add the word v'chein, so it's nothing wrong if he's in total agreement. So says Gemara v'luch shavnami Rabbi. But if they're in total agreement with Rabbi and you're trying to put together all of the tanayim that hold shtei kedushos, shouldn't Rabbi make the list of the tanayim that hold shtei kedushos? How come he's not on the list? So it says Rabbi Tani Lavalo Savala. Rabbi taught the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but he himself disagrees with it. He just mentions it. Rabbanan Ami Tani Lavalo Savala. Yeah, but then maybe the Rabbanan also, could be the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka also taught the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but they themselves don't agree with it. So why? Why does Rav mention them as part of the group? So Rav Gemara Gamila. Rav obviously had a tradition that they in fact hold that way, and that Rebbe doesn't hold that way, and that's why Rav put this group together and said this is the group of Tanaim that hold Shtei Kedushos. Kinach Nafshei Dravuna. When Rav Huna died, Ayil Rav Chista, Lemirma Derava Derav. Rav Chista came into the Beis Medrash and started asking stiras in the Shita of Rav. Mia Marav Halacha Karba Zakenim. Is it true that Rav holds that we paskim like these Arba'as? As a kingdom, that the 2 days are shtei kedushos v'alibid Rabbi Eliezer d'amr shtei kedushos ein v'itmar, but wasn't it taught in the base measure that Shabbos v'yom tov Rav Amar noldo b'zeh asura b'zeh, that if you have Shabbos and yom tov that follow one right after the other, that Rav says if a beitza is nolad on one of those days then it's asur on the other day, and Rav Chisda assumes that the reason for Rav Huna is because it's all kedusha achas and they're considered one day, so it's all nolad, meaning when a beitza is nolad on a day of Kedusha, it's Asr for that day. It's Nolad, it's Mukta for that day. So why would it be Asr the next day as well? It must be that it's Kedusha Achas. That's what he's assuming, that it's all considered the same day, halachically, and therefore it has the status of Kedusha Achas, and it's like a Beitza that was Nolad on that day. So don't you see it's a Stira? That over here he says that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's Shtei Kedushos, and Lagabe a Beitza Shenolda, he says that it's Kedusha Achas. That's the first Sugya Maseches Beitza. The first Mishnah, Maseches Beitza, Maseches Beitza. So the Rishonim don't call it Maseches Beitza. Why do we call it Maseches Beitza? Because the first word of the Masechta is Beitza. Beitza Shnol de Biyomtov. But the Rishonim, whenever they refer to the Masechta, they call it Maseches Yomtov. Because that's what it's about. It's not about eggs. There's no Masechta about eggs. It's about Yomtov. It's about the Halachas of Yomtov. It just starts out with this din of Muktzah on Yomtov. So the very first Sugya is that Beitza Shnol de Biyomtov. Beisil says that you're not allowed to eat it. And the Beitza Shnol de Bishon Shabbos also. So the Gemara gives two reasons over there why it is that a Beitza Shenolda is problematic. Rav Yosef says Mishum Peros Hanoshrin, that the Chum Aser or Pri that comes off of a tree that gets detached Mimakum Gidulo on Yom Tov, Gzeira Shami Yitlosh, Gzeira that you might come to detach it yourself, so included in that Gzeira is a Beitza that gets detached from its mother. And the Rav Yitzchak says it's Mishum Mashkin Shazavu, that just like a liquid that gets on its own squeezed out of a fruit on Yom Tov, it's Asr, because a Gezeira Shemi Yischot, a Gezeira that you might come to do Schita, so too a Beitza Shenolda. That's the basis of Beitza Shenolda. Those at least are the two basic opinions of why Beitza Shenolda is Asr. We're going to see a third opinion right now we'll see a third opinion later, but the point is that that's the din of Beitza Shenolda. So we have a Stira in the Sheet of Rav. How can Rav say we pass on the Karabeli? That that it's shtei kedushos. When it comes to Beit Shnoda, he apparently holds one kedusha because Noda bezah asura bezah. So Amar Rabba, Rabba answers that Rav really holds shtei kedushos. Hasa mishum hachana Beit Shnoda is not an issue. It's not an issue of kedusha achas or shtei kedushos. It's an issue of hachana that you can't be meichin from Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Did Tanya, just like we have a brisa that when it talks about the man coming down on Erev Shabbos and a double portion coming down for Shabbos as well, v'haya b'yom ha-shishi ve'echinu, that on Erev Shabbos the Bnei Yisrael prepared the man that it should be mezuman for Shabbos. So we learn from there, chol meichin the Shabbos, v'chol meichin the Yom Tov. You could do all your achanos on a weekday for Shabbos or on a weekday for Yom Tov, ve'ein Yom Tov meichin the Shabbos, ve'ein Shabbos mechinu the Yom Tov. But you cannot have achanos that happen on Yom Tov for the Shabbos that follows it, nor on Shabbos for the Yom Tov that follows it. So that's the limud. You can't be making on Yom Tov for Tzorche Shabbos, nor on Shabbos for Tzorche Yom Tov. So too, you can't eat on Shabbos that which was Huchan on Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov that which was Huchan on Shabbos. So Tosis points out, l'chora, you see from here, that me'ikar adin, it's asr to cook and to bake on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos. The fact that we allow doing that, al yedei u'neiruv tavshilin, by just setting aside some food in advance, based on the sugyam psachim daf mem vav, is because of the principle of hawil, that we assume that really, 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 that's not what you're doing. When you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, what you're really doing is you're cooking on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, because you never know, maybe a whole bunch of guests will show up on Yom Tov, and if a whole bunch of guests show up on Yom Tov, you're going to need to feed them that day. So really, you could always go, you could always hide behind hawil. But since midrabanan, we say, come on, that's not really what you're doing, you're really cooking for the next day, so we require an Erev Tchumen, an Erev Tavshilin, rather, to allow the cooking from one day to the other. However, the Ritzba, quoted by Tosfos, this is on Amar Alef and Dibra Maskel Mishum, disagrees, and he says that Afiyah and Bishul is not a Hachana in that sense, because you're not doing something brand new, you're just being Misakein, that which already exists in the world. But a true Hachana, like a Beit HaShenolda, that's what's Aser from one day to the other. That principle of Hawil, we mentioned on Motzai Shabbos, Pre-Slichos, that's what the Meshech Chachma points out, that Yom Tov is all about connecting with other people. That you find that even in the Torah Shebal Peh, that there is this principle of Hawil, that Yom Tov, Shabbos is about, Al Yetzayesh Mimakomo. Shabbos is about, there's an Yisro Tzah, you stay in one place, and you're with your family, and you're inside your house. Yom Tov is about connecting to Klal Yisrael. Aliyah L'Regel, everyone comes, Liros and Liraos, everyone, so that's a different tone of Yom Tov and Shabbos. So anyway, so says Abaye, asks on the Isser, this Isser of Achana, Amle Abaye, you're going to tell me there's such an Isser of Achana, El Had Tnan Ketzer Osa, we learned in the Mishnah, what do you do if you want to make an error for both days? Malicha B'rishonu Mach Shechalov Noto Valo B'sheni Mach Shechalov Ochlo Valo Hamechem Yom Tov Shabbos. Wait a second, if you want to make an error for both days, our Mishnah said, bring out the Erev on the first Ben HaShemashos, bring it back as soon as it gets dark, and then bring it back out on day one, on Friday, on day one of Yom Tov, and stay there during Ben HaShemashos. But isn't that a Hachana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, by going out on Yom Tov afternoon to make an Erev for Shabbos? So Amalei Rabba, Mi Savrit Sof HaYom Kona Erev, Tchilas HaYom Kona Erev, V'Shabbos Mechina L'Atzma. You think that the Erev is being Nikna at the end of the day, meaning when it's still Friday, at the end of Friday? No, it's the beginning of Shabbos that's Kona the Erev. So by the time the Erev is Nikna, it's already Shabbos. So it's Shabbos being Mechin for itself. It's not Yom Tov being Mechin for Shabbos. So Sof HaYom and Tchilas HaYom is not Mamish. It means that they're both during Ben HaShemashos. Sof HaYom means the beginning of the Ben HaShemashos, which is close to the Sof HaYom. Tchilas HaYom means the end of the Ben HaShemashos, which is Samuch to the Tchilas HaYom. That's how Rashi explains. The Ran just raises the question, if that's the case, then Rabbah didn't really answer anything. If everything has to happen at some point during Ben HaShemashos, and it's just a matter of at one extreme of the Ben HaShemashos or the other, but as long as you're within the window of Ben HaShemashos, it's still a suffix, so it's still a violation of Hachana, the Ran points out. L'chara, what it really means is, when we say Tchilas HaYom, is the first moment after Ben HaShemashos, when it's already Shabbos, and then you could say that Shabbos is Mechina La'atzma. Now, by the way, all of this is called into question when we talk about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right? We talk about Yom Tov Shechal Achar Shabbos, or Shnei Yom Tov Shel Golios, So do you need an Erev for two separate Erevim for the two separate days? If you're married Biyom Rishon Baraglav, you need to go out to Ben Hashmashah, so the second day to be Kodesh Shvisa. If you put out Pas, it has to still be in existence to work for the second day. Rov Rishonim hold that yes, that's true by Shabbos and Yom Tov that are Smuchim Zelazet or Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Golios, which are not Kedusha Achas, but Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, that's Kedusha Achas. That's like a Yom Echad Aruch. And then it's enough to just have an Eruv at the first Ben Hashmashos to cover the entirety of Yom Tov. However, the Raivid disagrees. The Raivid holds that even by Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, you need Lechumra to be Ma'ariv on the second day as well, because Kedusha Achas is only Lechumra, it is not Lekula. The Magen Avraham paskens like the Rambam, that Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, you do not need to make a second Eruv for the second day, and that's what we paskin lahalacha. But there is such a shita of the Raivid that disagrees with that. So now the Gemara brings a raya from a Mishnah in Meseches Tevul Yom and asks on Rabba. The Mishnah talks about if you have a giant vat of Maaser Rishon and you want to take a lug, a kli, which holds a lug, and pull out Trumas Maaser from it. Problem is, the kli is a Tevul Yom, meaning the kli needs Harav Shemesh till it becomes Tahar. So right now, this kli would be Metame any Truma. So what do we say? Elameata, if Rabba is correct that the Tchila Sayom is Kona Erev, Ya'arvu Belagin, why can't you make an Erev like that? Meaning we should allow you to be Ma'ariv with Maaser Rishon in this lug, in this kli, that was a Tevul Yom, that you're Mafresh Trumas Maaser, and what did you say? Let the Trumas Maaser be Chal, Kishat that when it gets dark, that's when the Trumas Maaser is going to be chal. Because according to Rabba, the Tchilas Hayom of Shabbos is Kona the Eruv. By the time Tchilas Hayom comes, it's no longer a Tvul Yom, and that's when it takes on the status of Truma. So the Yain is going to be Mutter B'Shtia. By the time the Eruv has to be chal, it's going to be Mutter for a Kohen to drink, because it already has a status of Trumas Maaser, and it is not Tameh, because the Kli that you put it in has already had its Harav Shemesh. If you were to say that it's the Sof Hayom that's Kona Erev, if you were to say that it's the last moment of Friday that's Kona the Erev, then you'd have a real problem, because the Kli is Tameh, and therefore the Truma is not Chal yet, so it's still Tevel, and no one's able to eat from it. So why do we not allow being Ma'ariv Belagid if in fact the Sof Hayom is, the Tchilas Hayom is Kona Erev? It's a technicality. We need the practical ability to partake of this food on Erev Shabbos. And you don't have the practical, even though by the time the Erev is going to be Chal, the food's going to be good. It's going to be Truma Tahora. It's going to be fine. A Kohen's allowed to eat it. But practically, no one is allowed to partake of that food on Erev Shabbos, and that's why it's not a good Erev. Sa'ela haditnan, wait a second. Practically, you need to be able to partake of the food on Erev Shabbos? What do we do about the Mishnah, our Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yom Tov Asamach L'Shabbos, Bein Milfaneh, Bein Milachreha, if Yom Tov falls out on either Friday or Sunday, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvin, a person can make two separate Eruvin to be able to go 2,000 amos l'mizrach ha'ir for day one, 2,000 amos l'marav ha'ir for day two, and habi'ina. But how's that okay? Habi'ina sudurim mibod yom v'leka. How on day two can you go? Can you use the Eruv that's 2,000 amos to the west on Erev day two? You can't access that because you already made your Eruv in the other direction. So how can you? So that food is off limits to you. It's practically something you wouldn't be able to eat on Erev of that day. So mi savra demanachei b'sof alpayim amalekan, b'sof alpayim amalekan. You think the case where we're making two separate Eruvin, according to Rabbi Elazar, because it's Shtei Kedushos, one on the east to the east of the city, one to the west of the city, you think that's where we're going, the full 2,000 amos to the east and the full 2,000 amos to the west? Lo! Demanachei b'sof elef amalekan, b'sof elef amalekan. No, the case is you put it at the end of 1,000 amos on each side. Meaning, if I set up an Erev 1,000 amos to the east of my city, so I can't go 2,000 amos to the west, but I can still go 1,000 amos to the west. If I set up an Erev 1,000 amos to the west of my city, I can still go 1,000 amos to the east. So I put the Erev 1,000 amos on each side, and therefore I still have access to both of them on both days. I could still go to that location on both days. So the food of the second day Eruv is accessible to me on the first day. So that's why it works. But Eirav Hinami, if you were to try to make two Eirvin, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, try to make two Eirvin, one 2,000 amos east of the city and the other 2,000 amos west of the city for two consecutive days, the second one will not work because you don't have access to it on the Erev of that Yom Tov. Ella, Hada Amarav, Hada Amarav Yehuda, Irev Baraglov Yom Rishon Ma'ariv Baraglov Yom Sheni, Irev Bepas Yom Rishon Ma'ariv Bepas Yom Sheni Va'kamechen Miyom Tov LaShabbos. Well, wait a second. If the reason that Rav holds a Beitza Shenolda is Aser, is nothing to do with Kedush Achas or Shtei Kedushos, it's all about Hachana, well then why is it that if you make an Erev on day one, you're allowed to go make an Erev again on day two? Isn't that also by going on Yom Tov to your Makom Shvisa in order to be Kona Shvisa there? Aren't you being mechen miyom tov l'shabbos? Because when you're ma'ariv baraglov mistama, you have to say shvisasi b'makomi. You have to say something in order to be kona shvisa. And if you have to say something, so isn't that a violation of hachana? So I'm like, misavre tazel v'amr midi tazel l'shasik v'yosef. Who says you have to say anything? You sit there quietly. So even though you don't have to say shvisasi b'makomi, the Shulchan Aruch does write in Or Chaim Siman Tav Tazayin, you at least have to have kavana to be kona shvisa in that place. That much you have to have. The Ritva points out, lav davka, if you made the Erev of the previous day and you're being ma'ariv again for the second day, that you don't have to say anything. By every Shabbos in Yom Tov, if you're ma'ariv baraglov and you're just there, you don't have to say anything. The Gemara is changing the whole paradigm. You don't have to say anything, just be there, and therefore there's no violation of Hachana. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Kimman.